in itself is actually a first massive step. Today, you know, control towers can be 100 feet plus tall. But at the time, it was a world first. And not every airport as well rolled out air traffic control towers straight away. So we were very much leading on that in the UK. We were putting a lot of administration and resources into developing air traffic control as we know it today. So this was really quite a revolutionary step. So it's moved away from just having a radio office based on the ground. It's actually taken something and really taken it on to the next level, the next step, raised it up, because that actually gave the controllers the advantage of being able to observe airfield operations and giving them a much better view of what's occurring. And also for the pilots, it means they can see the signals being given by the air traffic controllers as well. So, and the fact it was designated a control tower rather than something just passive like a signaling tower or an observation tower. So, you know, it's given an intent as well that it will control traffic.